This is an audio summary for your AIL 80102 course. The reading is Prediction Machines, Chapter 11, Taming Complexity, by Ajay Agrawal, Joshua Gans, and Avi Goldfarb. There's a forgotten robot called the Mailmobile. It appeared in the 1970s and was featured on a TV show called The Americans. Here's how it worked. A technician laid down a chemical trail that glowed under ultraviolet light, running from the mailroom through office corridors to various offices. The Mailmobile had a sensor that followed that trail at less than 1 mile per hour. When the chemical markers told it to stop, it stopped. It could deliver mail in 20 minutes compared to the 2 hours a human needed. It sounds impressive until you realize the robot needed a carefully planned chemical trail, significant office rearrangement to accommodate it, a sensor to detect obstacles for a small fee, and a lot of beeping. If the trail was disrupted, the robot was useless. The Mailmobile worked because its world was extremely predictable and constrained. That's how most automation has worked historically. Robots on factory floors need precisely designed environments. Driverless trains operate only on carefully mapped tracks. The Copenhagen Metro runs without human drivers because the environment is standardized and limited. Machines thrive in controlled settings. They struggle with uncertainty, but something fundamental is changing. As prediction improves, machines can handle complexity they couldn't before. To understand why, we need to talk about if-then logic. Every machine, software, or hardware operates on if-then statements. If the trail is detected, then continue forward. If the trail is not detected, then stop. If the sensor reads an obstacle, then brake. If-then is the language of machines. The Mailmobile could only handle a few ifs. If the trail existed, if it didn't, if an obstacle was in the way, that's it. Any variation beyond those few scenarios and the robot failed. A modern Roomba is different. It can roam freely around rooms because it has multiple sensors. If the floor is here and not there, cliff edge, then don't go there. If it's light, then continue. If it's dark, then adjust. If a human is approaching, then slow down. If the ground is wet, then move more slowly. Suddenly, we've moved from three or four ifs to dozens. And if the rules interact, if you slow down when it's wet and a human is nearby, but only if it's not dark, and only if there's a cat ahead and not just a squirrel, the number of ifs explodes exponentially. Here's the breakthrough. Prediction machines enable robots to recognize all those ifs without anyone coding them in advance. The robot learns to predict wet-dark environments with a human running behind and a cat ahead. That's a slowdown situation. Wet-dark environments with a human standing still and a squirrel ahead. That might be normal speed. The robot doesn't just follow a pre-laid trail anymore. It predicts its environment and adapts. Amazon's Kiva robots in warehouses do this. Delivery robots navigate sidewalks and streets to bring packages from stores to homes. Self-driving cars drive on actual roads. They work because prediction lets machines handle many more ifs than we could possibly code in advance. This expansion of the ifs, the ability to recognize and respond to more situations, is one way prediction machines transform what's possible. But there's another dimension. Better prediction also enables more thens. Let's think about airport lounges. Why do they exist? They exist because you arrive at the airport early to avoid missing your flight. Airlines recommend arriving an hour before departure. You can typically get to the airport in 30 minutes, so you should leave 40 minutes before the 1 hour recommendation. That's an hour and 40 minutes before your flight, but traffic is unpredictable. You might take 30 minutes. You might take an hour. To be safe, most people leave 2 hours early. Then they sit in the airport lounge for an hour or more, reading and killing time. Now imagine Waze gives you accurate traffic predictions. Google Assistant tells you which flights are delayed. You can get a contingent rule. If traffic is normal, leave 45 minutes before your flight. If traffic is bad, leave 90 minutes before. If your flight is delayed, you can leave even later. Suddenly you have more thens. Leave early, leave on time, leave late. Which one you choose depends on a more precise prediction. The airport lounge doesn't disappear overnight, but it becomes less valuable. People don't need as much buffer time when they can trust the prediction. This expanded set of ifs and thens is what economists call satisficing. Herbert Simon, a Nobel Prize winner in economics and a Turing Award winner in computing, recognized that humans and machines alike can't handle perfect rationality. We can't consider all possibilities. We can't optimize everything. Instead, we satisfice. We do good enough. We make compromises. The mailmobile was a compromise. You lose flexibility to gain automation. Airport lounges are a compromise. You lose time to gain certainty. These compromises everywhere in human decision-making. We're so used to satisficing that we don't even recognize it. Consider language translation. For decades, linguists built translation systems by creating dictionaries and applying grammatical rules. Word by word, with rules about grammar and structure. It was satisficing. It led to terrible translations because language is far more complex than rules can capture. Then prediction arrived. Researchers recognized they could predict. What would a human translator produce as the next sentence, given this source text? They stopped using grammar rules. They just predicted what professional translators had done. Suddenly, translation got much better. A computer scientist named Frederick Jelinek famously said, "Every time I fire a linguist, the performance of the speech recognizer goes up." That's startling to linguists, but it's true. Prediction machines don't need linguistic expertise. They just need to predict what humans do. They operate on patterns learned from thousands of translations, capturing nuances and idioms no grammatical rule could ever encode. The same thing is happening across fields. Image recognition is being reframed as a prediction problem. Shopping recommendations are prediction problems. Conversation is increasingly understood as prediction. Radiology, where radiologists examine images to identify disease, is prediction. A machine can predict whether an image shows abnormalities with accuracy matching human radiologists or better. That's powerful, but let's think about what a radiologist actually does. They don't just identify disease. They decide which diagnostic path to pursue. If they spot a suspicious lump, do they recommend more imaging or something invasive like a biopsy? A biopsy is accurate but invasive. It's uncomfortable. It can have complications. Patients and doctors prefer to avoid it if they can. A radiologist provides a reason to skip the biopsy. They predict how likely disease is. If the prediction is reliable enough, patients can skip the invasive procedure entirely. The decision changes. Patients have a new option. Don't do the biopsy. If prediction were poor, they'd have to satisfice. Do the biopsy to be safe. Imagine the relief when better imaging prediction means fewer painful procedures. That's what the expanded set of thens means in healthcare, less suffering. This is the transformative power of better prediction. It doesn't just automate decisions. It expands options. It eliminates the need for compromises. In mining, autonomous trucks run 24 hours a day in dangerous environments. There's no workplace banter, no bathroom breaks, no need for air conditioning in brutal heat. The trucks don't even need a front and back because they don't need to turn around. That efficiency is possible because prediction handles the ifs, detecting hazards, navigating terrain. The human element that remained before prediction got really good was just prediction. Someone had to look at the terrain and say, "Is this safe?" Now a machine predicts that. The task is fully automated. As prediction machines become better and cheaper, we'll stop satisficing in more and more areas. Herbert Simon was right that rationality is bounded, but better prediction expands those bounds. It gives us more ifs to respond to and more thens to choose from. That's not quite perfect rationality. We'll still satisfice in many areas, but we'll satisfice less, and the decisions we face will become more precise, more tailored, more responsive to actual circumstances. We'll make fewer blanket rules and more conditional decisions. We'll optimize where we currently just guess. The implications are vast. Airport lounges exist because of imperfect prediction, and as prediction improves, they'll become less necessary. Inventory buffers exist because of imperfect prediction about demand. Safety margins exist because we can't predict exactly what will happen. Compliance overhead exists because we can't predict which risks matter most. As prediction improves, every one of these safety systems, every buffer, every worst-case scenario design becomes reclaimable. Not all of it will disappear. We'll still need buffers for genuine unknowns, but we'll eliminate the buffers we built because we lacked good prediction. And that's how better prediction creates a world where we act with more precision, taking risks only when they make sense, building slack only where it's truly necessary.